wondrous.
I'm so wondrous.
I am so wondrous.
I'm safe from sin.
Jesus, so sweetly this morning.
To my heart,
oh yes, all the glory to your name, Lord, this morning. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His name. One more time, oh. Glory to his name, his wonderful name. Yes, Lord, all the glory is to your name this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, another week, Lord, you have opened unto us. And how, Lord, oh, you granted us journey mercies from our homes, far and near, oh God. And this morning, oh, finding ourselves right in your presence, Lord, we thank you for this grace, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, to start the week, oh God, right from the presence of you. In your house, Lord. So, Lord, we say thank you, we bless you, we give all the glory to you this morning, Lord. Father, as we have come, we come with also with all humility, or with our sacrifice of reverence and obedience, Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us today, O God. Father, we want to empty ourselves completely today, Lord, in your presence, so that there will be sufficient room for you to fill us, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, even for our Sunday schools here and up there, God, we commit all into your hands. The Lord, you are the teacher. Come, take your word and bless it and minister it into our hearts, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. As we are still standing, we are still looking at These Nicolaitan deeds. We will not allow it to escape us. Amen. Amen. So let us read Revelation 2:6.
Hallelujah.
But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Amen. Shall we be seated? Now, let us see what we have been hearing about the seed of the Nicolaitans all the time. Now let us look at it closely here, what actually it means, this seed of Nicolaitans, so that we will be watchful, because the devil can come in here with that same spirit. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be very, very watchful. So the prophet referred to this seed of Nicolaitans also as the seed of Rome. Praise the Lord. In the third church age, he referred to it as what? The seed of Rome. So what is this seed of Rome? Let us read something here. In order to clarify this even more, let me explain Nicolaitanism in this way. You recall that In Revelation 13:3, it says, you can put it there, Revelation 13:3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wandered after the beast. Amen. He was wounded. And then it was healed. And the whole world wandered after the beast. Now, we know that the wounded head was the pagan Roman Empire, the great political world power. You know, Roman Empire was a great empire. Amen. It covered the whole, it took the whole of almost Europe. And we know, if you heard about history, Julius Caesar was trying to even enter UK. Amen. And the whole northern part of Africa, where it was, there was a great empire, the Carthaginians, it were all under the Roman Empire. So it was a great empire, but it was defeated. See, this head rose again. This very pagan Roman Empire, his head got wounded. That means it was defeated. So this head rose again as the Roman Catholic spiritual empire. You get it? Amen. Now watch this carefully. What did the political pagan Rome do that was the basis of her success? She divided and conquered. To divide, and then he conquers you. That was the seed of Rome. See, that's what the prophet is saying here. That was the seed of Rome. Divide and conquer. So the same iron seed remained in her when she rose as a false church. And her policy has remained the same. Divide and conquer. That's Nicolaitanism. And God hates it. Praise the Lord. So my brother, you see, what is it? The deeds of the Nicolaitans in the first church age is to create what? To sow seed of discrepancy. I believe this message, one of the greatest principles, which is the word of God, is that, my brother, if you see anything wrong about a brother, don't tell a second person. Don't discuss with a second person. Go to the brother. Help the brother out of that situation. The sister out of that situation. Praise the Lord. If a brother wrongs you, a sister wrongs you, don't tell another one. Go through what? The three steps of restitution. Praise the Lord. Go to him. Brother, you've done this thing against me. Sister, you've done this thing against me. Amen. And then, one great thing, leadership. Because this Nicolaitanism was a way of what? To get to be, to take the leadership of the church. And so it is another thing that it fights against what? The leadership. And so, your pastor, your ministers, your deacons, that to hold a spiritual leadership in the church, if you see anything wrong, go to him. Maybe a minister preaching said something, you found it somewhere in the message where it wasn't so. Don't go and tell another person. Go to the brother or the minister and to explain why. Maybe you may not know. And if it is a mistake, yes. The ministers here, I believe all of us are honest. we will come and correct it. Praise God. But don't discuss with anyone. You see, that's the way how the Nicolaitanism started to break the leadership. You see, so talking about your pastor, talking about a minister, does it what is what? It starts creating a group which we are going to talk about. So this seed of discrepancy, or the seed of Rome, or the seed of Nicolaitans, right from the church, first church age, now started to travel gradually into, it lapped over into what? The second church age. So let us read. Romans, Revelation 2:9. So you see that when you begin to talk about someone, or you begin to talk about your pastor, and then the person you discuss with, he also tells another one. And then it starts traveling. So when it goes around and comes back to, maybe I'm the one who started it, or another person said, oh, this, so you haven't heard. You have heard it already, long time. So you see that now a group is forming in the church. There's a group in the church. They know something about the pastor. They know something about this minister. They know something about this brother or sister. A group starts to what? Begin to gather. Amen. So let's read Revelation 2:9. So I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And then listen closely here. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So you see here, Jesus is talking to what? Two groups in the church. Praise the Lord. I know thy works. That's one group. Your tribulation and poverty, those who are holding on to the word and doing the service of the Lord. Then he says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say that they are Jews. So there are two groups in the church now. Amen. And he's speaking to these two groups. Praise the Lord. Now, the prophet said that is the second church age. It's minor. So we are tracing the Nicolaitan spirit into the second church age now. Amen. Now listen. Smyrna church. Now the word synagogue. Now we are looking at the second group. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now the word for synagogue is not the same word as we use for church. In the Bible, church means the called out ones. Amen. Amen. See, the church means the called out ones or the summoned ones. The psalmist said about these are the elect people, you see. So he said, blessed, Psalm 65:4, he said, blessed is the man who thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that they may dwell in thy courts. But the meaning of synagogue is assembly, gathering or gathering. You see? Church means a called out ones. And then synagogue means assembly or a gathering. You see? You see, this can be good or bad. But this case, it is bad. See, for these are they whose assembling is not of God, but of their own selves. Amen. So we see that in the second church age now, There have been what, two groups in the church now.
That's the whole thing that leads to what? Breaking of churches because of what? Leadership. See, they are destroying the leadership. And then the next thing you see, the church breaks. Amen. Or they take over. See. So the meaning of church is what? A call out. So you could see that Jesus was talking to two groups here. The called out people. He's commending them for their tribulation and poverty, but encouraging them that thou art what? Rich. And then the second group, he said, I know them also. Those there who claim to be what? Christians, but they are not. You see. But they are of what? The synagogue of Satan. Now listen here. These people are not, you see, they are not of Satan's synagogue. But it says they are Satan's synagogue. So look at the difference. What the prophet is trying to say here. Very, very great. Amen. See, said, when you look at it, he said, but are the synagogue of Satan. So the prophet is making us to know here that it does not mean these people are of Satan's synagogue, but it says they are Satan's synagogue. Amen. That means it is a group. It isn't they don't belong to a group that exists, but they themselves are the people. It's not a group that exists already and then they are part of it. But they themselves are the real people. Amen. The group that inched its way ever so slowly into the church by the deeds, you see, of Nicolaitanism in the first church age, you see, well, it started way back there in the first church. The people got to thinking and reasoning. You see. So you see that the whole thing started from the first church age as a deed. These small, small things, talking about a brother, talking about a sister, sowing seeds of discrepancy here and there. You see, trying to what? Form a group of your own. Destroying someone, pulling someone down. That's all about the deeds of the Nicolaitanism. Amen. Which we must. Brother in this house, sister in this house, if your brother does something against you, go to him. You see something wrong about a brother or sister, go to him or her. Don't speak to another person. Amen. That's one of the greatest principles of this message, which is the word also. Amen. Amen. So let's watch it. That's the beginning of the whole this Nicolaitanism, which now started to become, started as a deed, and then it became a doctrine. It became now, you see, this is the second church age. The third church age, it became a doctrine. That's where the prophet preached on the doctrine of Nicolaitanism. You see. So the first church age, it started as a deed. The second church age, we saw them as what? A group of people gathering, you see, another group in a church. You see. And then when the third church age, they were able to take over, praise the Lord, and became a doctrine in the church of Pergamos, that's the third church age, you see. And then it continued to be a standard, which we will follow. And then it became an unbending way, accepted as what? As we went through people now, vying for what? Positions in the church. So it started with a bishop,
Then the bishops, the number of bishops gathered together, look, let's appoint one to be our leader, so archbishop. See, so archbishops, they numbered, oh, you are coming up, so you'll be appointed an archbishop, so number of archbishops. So archbishops meet, so let's find someone who will be our head. So it comes to cardinal. See, so now cardinals also the number. So now they have to find one leader, pontiff. Amen. So you see how the whole thing started. So you see, insignificant thing, but it's very, very serious. So speaking about against your brother, your sister, that's the beginning of all these things. How it started, now it has become what? An unbending way. See, so let's watch it. Praise the Lord. So let's look at, he said, the prophet said, still in the Spina church, he said, you see one difference between Israel and the rest of the nations was God. But put God one side, Israel was like any other nation. See, when Samson cut off his hair, he was like any other man. We know how Samson was so, the power of strength and power in him. But when the hair was cut off, he was like an ordinary man. They were able to what? Defeat and arrest him, you see. Put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside. Now he's coming to the church, referring to the church. Put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside, and the church is nothing but the world with God's name attached to it. So we must what? We must watch this thing carefully, my brother. The leadership of the church. My brother, if there is anything, go. If you can't go, maybe your pastor says something you don't understand, you can't go to him. Please, the next thing is what? Pray for him. That what you have seen that he had not seen, the Lord what? Will reveal it to him. Praise the Lord. That's the only way. Just keep your mouth shut. Go down your knees. Genuinely pray for him. Amen. Amen. But not to what? Another person. And when that Satan-centered group was formed, it began to hate. See? If you are corrupted, if you give yourself to be corrupted by those kind of what? Seed. Now what comes to you now? Hate. See? And when that Satan-centered group was formed, it began to hate and fight the true believers, insisting that they were the church. See how now they are trying to what? Take over the church now. Because they have now destroyed the leadership completely. And the pastor even doesn't know anything about it. He's sleeping in the room, but his legs are out. Amen. That's a proverb in our language. Amen. You are sleeping in your room, but your legs are all out. You see? So he doesn't know anything. So before he can then, the group just what? Rise up one day, pastor. No. You have to step down. See? Then they take over. You see? Notice how organization breeds hatred. It destroys fellowship. It makes bitterness. See? That is what mirth means. See? Mer. You know, mer. The three wise men. See, what the presents they brought to when Jesus was born. They brought gold, frankincense, and what? Myrrh. So the prophet said, Smyrna comes from that word myrrh. You see, this is what Smyrna was full of, myrrh, as bitterness. A root of bitterness defiles many. Amen. Brother, it's really very serious. Amen. When leadership is destroyed in that sense, you come to see the pastor or the minister comes and stands here preaching, and then you see how those who have already formed that bitterness, see how they see not you understand what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. I believe this church has gone through that situation before. And we are not going to allow it to happen another time. Amen. Amen. What Ephesus did was that they saw it, but they failed to what? Check it. See? They didn't like it. They've been hearing that people are saying things about others. This is something that needed to what? To be stamped out immediately. Amen. Any brother, any sister that we find out, my brother, we will ask you to come and confess. Amen. Yes. Amen. So don't put yourself in that situation. Amen. You have to come before the church and confess. Yes, that's the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see. So the Smyrna church had drifted from the original. It had become hybrid. It had hybridized itself the way Eve did. You know that a hybrid is what comes of two species mixing. The result is no longer pure like the original. Amen. He said, it is a mongrel. Well, when Eve allowed the beast to mingle his seed with her, she produced a creature called Cain. That wasn't pure human. It was of what? The wicked one. Amen. So, Cain's name has been mentioned here. Lord will, next week, we'll see that the whole thing truly started from what? The Garden of Eden. Amen. We will talk about Cain. He said, now, just look at the spirit, how it rose up back there in Cain. How it came on down through Ham. Because he was in the ark. Praise the Lord. So sin was carried through the ark. Amen. So how it come on down through Ham and out through Nimrod and into Babylon and out of Babylon, come on down into the days of the coming of Jesus Christ. See? Praise the Lord. So, brethren, let's watch it closely. Anytime someone does anything against you, you see something wrong with a brother or a sister, go to him. Please, go to him alone. Don't speak it to any other person. That's the beginning of what? The deeds of the Nicolaitanism. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe this is a straight center. We are doing something good in this house. So we are not going to allow that spirit to sneak in. But it all depends on ourselves being what? Vigilant, that our heart is always open to the word. Amen. We come in here, try to empty everything that is in you. Come receive the word of God, because when there is more space, you can get more blessings in the house of God. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. That, Lord, through your word of God, all the enemy is being exposed. And, Father, you are letting your children, O God, to be on to be vigilant, O God, against the spirit, Lord. Father, we can never do it on ourselves. We need, Lord Jesus, your own and revelation, Lord, to us, O God, through your word, O God, that your word will always fill us. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to sweep over this house so that, Lord Jesus, we will continue to remain as a true church, Lord, a church without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, a holy church which, Lord, you said you claim to yourself, O God. That's what, Lord, we want to remain, for you to come and take us home. We ask all this, committing now the song leader into your hands and the musicians, our instruments, our lips, our hands. Lord, we want to worship you this morning. We want to praise you, Lord, this morning. We want to lift up your name this morning, Lord. Father, accept our worship so that, Lord, it will create the atmosphere for your word to come in this morning. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.